Okay, here is an extra credit bonus assignment that won't count against you if you don't do it, but it's relatively easy. It should only take a few minutes. And, in my humble opinion, it's most illuminating, especially when you get into discussion of index funds and how some people are going to tell you, oh, you should only invest in the Standard & Poor's 500. Oh, there's no reason to invest in anything else. Four of the five largest mutual funds in the world are index funds. The assignment begins. That invest in the Standard & Poor's 500 index, also referred to as the S&P 500 index, the S&P 500, or just the S&P, although Standard & Poor's has thousands. I have a hard time believing this, but thousands of indices. But by far, this is the most popular, the Standard & Poor's 500 index. And we're going to discuss it in more detail in our next chapter when we actually get the stocks. But just for now, know that the Standard & Poor's 500 index roughly represents the 500 largest companies based in the United States. Now, one of the funds in your TSP assignment is an index fund that invests in the Standard & Poor's 500. Have you done the assignment yet? Do you remember which one? If you haven't done the assignment yet, check it out as you go through the assignment. Financial pundits and talking heads in the media simply adore the S&P 500 index funds and love to tell potential investors that all they really need is a low-cost Standard & Poor's 500 index fund. Well, it's just not that simple. Nothing in investing is. The Standard & Poor's 500 index is market-weighted. That means the larger the market size, the market value, the market capitalization, in other words, how big the company is, the more weight is given to the company in the index. So your assignment is to research the 10 largest companies in the Standard & Poor's 500. So please find the percentage that each company represents in the index. So for example, on July 17, 2023, slickcharts.com reported that Apple comprised at that date 7.49% of the Standard & Poor's 500 index. Now, every source you go to is going to have a little bit of different numbers because it changes all the time. But they're going to be similar. Add up the 10 percentages to show how much of the index is composed of the 10 largest companies. Now, be careful. One of the companies actually occupies two of the 10 slots. Huh? We'll talk about different share classes in next chapter. So you really need to find the top 11 to get an accurate picture of the top 10. All right, so there's a little bit of a curveball, but don't let that bother you. Look for the top 10, top 11. There are many different places you can find this information. As I mentioned, Slick Charts, Investopedia. You could go to the Fidelity, Vanguard, other mutual fund companies that have Standard & Poor's 500 index funds. So you're going to see that 2022 was a brutal year for growth companies. So some of the high flyers were really hit hard. So the composition changed. So you're going to get some different numbers depending on where you go. But it's going to be roughly the same. So now think. The Standard & Poor's 500 index contains roughly 500 companies. Your research has told you how much of the index comprises just the 10 largest companies. So how much of the index is comprised of, obviously, 500 companies is 100%. How much is the top 10, top 11 companies? Recall that diversification is one of the two most important reasons that we invest in mutual funds, the other being professional money management. Is the Standard & Poor's 500 index well diversified? Yes or no? Please explain your answer. So you found out the top 10. Now, on your own, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but it's not that hard to do. Research the percentage of the 50 largest companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index. Maybe we should call it the S&P 10 or the S&P 50. And of course, Investopedia, Slick Charts, and other resources have the list of the entire index. So what is the percentage of the Standard & Poor's 500 comprised of the top 50 largest companies? Okay, so remember, you're going to be the investment guru for your friends and family. So when you hear people on the news or people mimic with the on the television or the internet, oh, you should only buy the S&P 500. You want that? You want to be able to say, well, think about it now. This is what the top 10 companies comprise. Are you really getting a diversified portfolio of stocks? I'm not trying to knock those companies. You've heard of all of them. But it's just that we're looking for diversification, and are we getting it? Okay, I've said enough. Have fun. It's 2 points. It's better than a poke in the eye, and it won't take you more than 10 minutes if you scrounge around quickly. Thank you.